If you will just repeat after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you that my eyes work. I can see. My ears work. I can hear. My heart works. And I can perceive what the Holy Ghost is saying to my neighbor. Not me. No, to me first. Amen? To me first. I tricked you. You know, this afternoon I said to the Lord, what do you want? And he sent me to Romans 8. So that's where we're going to be heading, to Romans chapter 8. And the word that he pushed in loud and clear was more than conquerors and spiritual victory. Now, spiritual victory and conquering in the realm of the spirit are related. So verse 37 says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And a while back, the Holy Spirit showed me that most of us reject his love because we don't love ourselves. Amen. So you can't qualify if you don't believe. Your unbelief shuts out the gift from God. So the first step about changing that is to really believe that God does love you. If he doesn't love you and you don't love yourself, you're working against the tide, you're standing there, and all you're doing is getting wet, and there's no change. So in all things, we are more than conquerors. It doesn't say some things, it says all things. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither heights nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So I thought I'd give you a few scriptures to kind of give you a roundabout way of looking at some of the things that he's spoken to change our way of thinking. Psalms 44 verse 5 says, through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. It's confirmed in Malachi 4:3. In Luke 10, verse 19 says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Now, if you take that out of context, you can start casting out demons and making a real fool of yourself. Because if you don't have a relationship with the Lord and his direction to do these things, you're on your own. Did you ever get in trouble on your own? So have I. So I keep that in line with John chapter 5, verse 19 and 30. Jesus never did anything to please himself. He only did what the Father showed him to do. Romans 8:35 says, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Verse 37 says, no, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. 2 Corinthians 2:14 and 2 Corinthians 10:4 confirm those words. Revelation 15:2 says, I saw what looked like a sea of glass mixed with fire, standing besides the sea, those who had been victorious over the beast and his image and over the number of his name. They held harps, giving thanks, or given them by God. In other words, they were worshiping. Revelation 2:7 says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." Revelation 2:26. "To him who overcomes and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations." I want to kind of bring back the 10 virgins in that picture. Do you think the foolish ones can control the nations?
Yes, I do.
The foolish ones? There were 5 that were wise, but 5 that were foolish. The wise one kept the oil and kept going for more. So they were what? Tenacious towards the Lord. The foolish ones were lazy. Will they be given authority over the nations? No. Their accountability is what? 0. With the circle rubbed out. See, there's different levels of authority in the kingdom. And those who prove to be faithful and overcome will be what? Future leaders. Spoiled brat that lives in a house, does nothing all week. Mom and dad says, "Yeah, we'll feed you anyway." That goes on for about 30 years. Mom says, "Wait a minute." Dad says, "Are you sick of it? Are you going to give him or her your bank book to take care of you when you're old? Think about it. Why? Because they're not accountable. If you in your own righteousness know how to put people that are in a dedicated space to take care of you in your future, how stupid would our God do to give the foolish a responsible position? Dumb. Literally dumb. Yes or no? So think about, God wants you and me to mature. He doesn't want us to act like the foolish virgins. To him who overcomes and does my will to the end. Does whose will? Not their own will. His will to the end. There's a bonus, isn't it? I will give authority over the nations. Revelation 3:5. He who overcomes will like them be dressed in white. What does that mean? Sin has been dealt with. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. Dressed in white, they finally believe that they've been made righteous by faith. And the blood of Jesus has washed away their old garments, their old thought patterns. Revelation 3:12. I know this is getting a little lengthy, but hold on. Him who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Well, I've got 5 foolish pillars. Half the building going to stay up, and the other half's going to fall. Because I'm going to take all 10, whether they deserve it or not. That's stupid. And I don't see Jesus being stupid. He told those Pharisees, "Wake up! If your visitation had been recognized, Jerusalem would not get wiped off the map." But because they were stubborn and arrogant and thought they could save themselves, they were called the foolish of that day. How many are in the foolish of today? Unwilling to become an overcomer. Revelation 3:21. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne. Just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Yeah, I can sit with Papa. If I don't do it my way. If I do it his way, I've got a great opportunity. But if I do it my way, guess what? I'll be outside. I will still be saved. I'm not going to lose my salvation. But the positions of authority in the kingdom are going to be given to the faithful, those who are hunting for more oil every day and never giving up. Last verse, Revelation 21:7. He who overcomes will inherit all this. And I will be his God, and he will be my son. Yeah, sonship, daughterhood, relationship. Think about that one. Realize what God is saying to all of us. An accountable heart. One that goes after God. And if you fall, good grief, have the willingness to say, I did it wrong, sorry, get me back up and put me back in gear. Get me back on track and get me healed. And I can't heal myself, in case you forgot. I need the hands of the body of Christ. I need the anointing of oil. I need the dependency on the other saints to intercede when I'm having a problem. But by the same token, I'll be standing in the gap for you when you're in trouble. Now look at your neighbor. Say, I'm expecting. A great person.
A great person.
To intercede for me.
To intercede for me.
Namely you.
Namely you.
And I'm not going to give up. When I'm having a hard time. Because I know you're praying for me. And interceding for me.
And blessing me.
Even if I don't deserve it. Hallelujah. I'm learning to be an overcomer. P.S. I'm in his hands.
God's got it.
And share some hugs with each other.